Chris. I'm glad you could join us for Adventures in Odyssey, a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself on today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Look who's here.
Slimed creatures from Sludge City.
What did you have for dinner? Pizza?
The toast was burnt.
Is that why you couldn't sleep?
I already said it in my tantrum.
I don't understand why you have to make an issue out of everything.
Never mind.
What do you want to do now, Danny? Do you want some more pizza?
If I have another piece, I think I'm going to get sick.
You want to play some video games?
What haven't we played yet?
Let's see. Played that one. Hyper Malaria Brothers. Quarks and Command. I think we played them all.
That's okay. I don't like video games very much anyway.
What kind of things do you do when kids spend the night at your house?
Well, if it's nice outside, we sleep in a tent in my backyard, and sometimes we play army, or my dad likes to read us stories.
Your dad reads you stories?
Yeah, he makes them up, or he reads them out of a book.
Wow, I don't remember the last time my dad told me a story.
Want to ask him to?
No, I don't think so.
Around your job, you know.
I'd say my job is just a little bit more important than who
was
today's
fighting?
Guest on Oprah.
Yeah, they've been doing it ever since we got to Odyssey. I think it's because Dad's mad about something at his job. Don't your parents ever fight?
Sometimes they have discussions.
Discussions?
That's what they call them, but they don't get loud.
My folks do. I just ignore them.
How?
I usually just put on a videotape. You want to watch a movie?
Sure, like what?
How about... Oh, Slimed Creatures from Sludge City. That's a good one.
Oh, I wanted to see it, but my parents don't like me to watch those kinds of movies. I can't believe your parents let you do it.
My parents don't care as long as it keeps me out of their hair.
Well...
Come on, it's the only one I want to watch. It's either that or sit here and listen to my parents fight.
Well, go ahead and play it.
Great, it's really cool.
Laura, pass the milk, please.
Here you go.
I wonder how Danny's big night away from home went.
I'm sure he had fun. You know, Joe seems like a nice boy. Yeah. You know, I wish we could have gotten to know his parents better, though. That quick hello wasn't much.
Well, look who's here, the prodigal himself. Hi, son.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom.
You look tired. Do you want some breakfast?
No, thank you. I ate at Jeff's house.
So, how was it?
The toast was burnt.
I meant your sleepover. Did you enjoy yourself?
Uh-huh. It was fun.
Uh-oh. You stayed up late, didn't you? Now, Danny, I told you
We didn't go to bed late. I just kept waking up all night.
Sleeping in a strange house?
Kinda. Mm-hmm. And Jeff's mom and dad kept fighting.
Fighting? What do you mean?
They argue a lot.
Oh, is that why you couldn't sleep?
No, Jeff says they do it all the time. He ignores them.
I don't like the sound of this, Steve.
How does he ignore them?
He just, you know, plays something so he can't hear them.
Like what?
You know, a video or something.
Uh-huh. Are you saying you guys watched the video?
Sorta.
I see. And did this video have a name?
Yeah, but I don't remember what it was.
Try.
It was, Well, let me see.
Quit stalling.
It was something about creatures from someplace. I don't know.
Creatures?
Come on, Danny. What was it called?
Maybe it was called something like Slime Creatures from Sludge City?
Maybe.
Danny, what have we told you about watching movies like that?
It was the only one he wanted to watch.
That doesn't matter. You shouldn't have watched it. That's why you look so tired. You had nightmares, didn't you?
No. Well, maybe a little. But the movie wasn't that scary. It was kind of dumb. See these big slimy lizards crawl up through the sewer.
That's not the point, Danny. You know we don't like you to watch those kinds of movies. We don't let you do it here, and we don't want you to do it at somebody else's house.
Maybe we should talk to Jeff's parents.
No! Yeah.
Why not?
Because then Jeff won't like me anymore. Nobody wants to be friends with a weirdo.
Weirdo? You're not a weirdo.
Yes, I am. One of my parents don't let me watch any movies.
You're allowed to watch some movies. Mm-hmm. Movies that are good for you.
Yeah, but you can't talk to Jeff's parents. It'll be embarrassing. Please, Mom?
Look, we'll think about it. Meanwhile, you should go up and take a bath.
Promise me you won't talk to Jeff's parents.
I'll promise you no such thing. Now go on.
And Danny, we're not through talking about this. From now on, you call and get our permission before you watch any movies at a friend's house. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Danny?
Hi, Mr. Allen.
Is everything all right?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure? You make those trains go any faster and they won't stay on the track.
Oh. Is that better?
It's better for the trains, but that frown on your face still has me concerned. What's wrong, Danny?
I was just thinking, that's all.
Thinking about what?
About how I had to be different from everybody else.
I don't get you. Different?
Yeah. All the other kids get to watch the movies they want and listen to the music they like and go everywhere fun and do everything they want to do. And my parents want me to call home first.
Call first? Wait, now I am confused. I don't know of any kids around here who get to do everything they want. Who are you thinking of?
All the other kids, that's who.
I see. Yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
Mm. And you feel like you're the only one who isn't allowed to do what you want to do.
Yeah. My parents are always telling me what movies I can watch or what songs I can hear, and I don't know why I have to be different from everybody else.
Yeah. Well, I know your parents, Danny, and they love you very much. See, they care a great deal about what you see and hear because some things aren't healthy for you.
I figured you'd be on their side.
Oh, it's not a matter of sides, Danny. It's a matter of good sense, of doing the right thing. You're Christians, right? And as Christians, your parents are raising you differently than other parents. They have a different standard.
Well, sometimes I wish they'd cut it out and let me do what the other kids get to do.
Yeah, I know how you feel, but I don't think you have it so bad or the other kids have it so good.
Danny, look! It's the latest Demon Racer computer game!
Demon Racer?
The XR425. I don't believe it. My parents would never let me have one.
Good timing, Jeff. Thanks.
Huh?
Never mind.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Brooke.
Do you want to play?
No.
Come on. We're playing Kung Fu Power Ranger Reptiles. We're battling the ghosts of pylons from the Worm's Lair. You know, like in the last episode.
No, I don't know. I didn't see the last episode. I didn't see any episode because my mom and dad don't let me watch it. So I don't want to play, and I want to be left alone, okay?
Oh, sorry. Excuse me for breathing.
You never get to do anything.
More coffee, anybody?
Oh, no, thank you.
I'll have a little more. Thanks.
Anyway, as I was saying, the move was pretty hard on the whole family.
For Jeff in particular.
Why did you move to Odyssey?
Well, I work for a software company. They transferred me to one of their subdivisions in Connellsville. What about you guys? You been here a while?
A couple of years.
Yeah, right after Danny was born.
I tell you,
right.
Danny's a good kid. We consider ourselves very lucky that he and Jeff became such fast friends.
Well, we like Jeff a lot, too. Mm-hmm. This is harder than I thought.
Yeah, we had an ulterior motive in coming over.
Oh, really?
You guys aren't, like, trying to sell us any supperware or anything, are you?
No, it's mostly just to ask a favor when Danny spends a night.
Really? What kind of favor?
It's about videos. Movies. Mm-hmm. He watched one with Jeff, and we think it gave him nightmares.
Well, which one was it?
I don't know, Slimy Ooze from Beneath the City or something like that. We don't like Danny to watch movies like that, and we wanted to ask you to help us when he's with Jeff.
Well, of course we will.
Oh, yeah, that was my fault, really. I used to like movies like that when I was a kid, so I just picked up a couple. I didn't watch it first, though.
I think you'd be surprised. Horror movies now are a lot different than what we saw as kids.
Mm-hmm. We should be more diligent with screening Jeff's movies and TV. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. It's just that we're a little sensitive about Danny because sometimes it feels like we're in an uphill battle.
Mm.
You know, we teach him at home, take him to church, but he gets contrary ideas everywhere else. You know how it is.
Mm. Though we're not exactly what you'd call church-going people.
Yeah, I've been thinking we should go sometime.
Really? You have?
Well, sure. I went to Sunday school when I was little, and, you know, since we're so new, I thought it might be a good place to meet nice people to help us connect a little bit.
Mm. Well, church is more than just meeting nice people. There's a lot more.
Yeah? Like what?
Hi, Danny.
Hi, son.
You want to wash up for dinner? It's almost ready.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see his face?
You mean that deeply furrowed scowl?
Mm-hmm.
I saw it. I wonder what's up.
Oh, it's hard to know. He's been acting moody ever since he stayed over at Jeff's.
Yeah. What in the world is that? Danny?
It sounds like the radio.
I'll go see. Danny, what are you doing?
I wanted to listen to some music while I wash my hands.
That doesn't make an ounce of sense. It only takes you a minute to wash your hands, and you don't listen to music like that.
All the other kids do.
Do they? What, did you take a survey this afternoon?
No, but they do.
You know we don't want that kind of music in the house. Now go wash your hands and get to the table. Or did your survey show that other kids don't wash their hands or sit at tables?
Some of them don't wash their hands.
Well, you do. Now hurry up.
What was that all about?
Danny's in a weird mood. He decided he wanted to listen to that particular kind of music while he washed his hands.
That's strange. What's behind it?
I don't know, but he has something on his mind. I think we should play along to see just what happens next.
They're clean, okay?
Thank you.
Danny, will you pray for the meal, please?
No, thanks.
What? But you always pray for our food.
I don't want it anymore.
Why not?
None of the other kids pray for their food.
Danny...
I'll pray for the food tonight, Laura. We don't want prayer to be a punishment.
Okay.
Father, we're thankful to you for this food and for our family. Bless us now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Do you have any homework tonight, Danny?
I already did it.
Hey, good for you. Hmm. Maybe you and I could play a couple of games.
I can't. There's something on TV that I want to watch.
Really? What is it?
It's L.A. Police Detectives. All the kids are talking about it.
L.A. Police Detectives?
Now, isn't that the show that everyone's complaining about? A lot of violent scenes?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Dan, but you can't watch it.
But all the other kids do.
What's all this stuff about the other kids all of a sudden? You're not the other kids, and we're not the other kids' parents.
Danny, what's this all about?
Nothing. I'm just tired of never getting to do anything.
What?
The other kids always get to do what they want, and I never get to do anything.
Now, son, you know that's not true. You get to do plenty. And what you don't get to do is for a reason.
It's always for a reason. It's because we're supposed to be different.
That's right. We're followers of Jesus. And for that reason, we try to live the way he wants us to. That means guarding ourselves against things that are unhealthy for us spiritually. And that's why it seems like we're different from other families.
Mm-hmm. But why do we have to be different when everybody else gets to have so much fun?
Just because something seems fun doesn't mean it's good for you or the right thing to do. And until you reach an age when you can make decisions for yourself, we have to do our best to decide for you.
I want to decide for myself. I want to get to do what other kids get to do.
That's too bad.
I don't want to be different anymore. I want to watch slime creatures and play demon racers and watch power reptiles and police detectives and whatever I want to do, not what you want me to do.
I'll tell you something you can do right now. You can leave the table and go to your room.
What?
Right now. You don't talk to us like that. Now go to your room and cool down.
Yes, sir.
Danny?
Huh?
Are you all right?
Uh-huh. Can I come down now?
No. Do you want to tell me what that tantrum was all about?
I already said it in my tantrum.
You want to do what you think the other kids get to do?
Yeah.
What started this? Is it because you spent the night at Jeff's?
I don't know. Maybe. Jeff gets to watch all the movies he wants, and his dad even bought him a Demon Racer XR-425.
I don't know about a Demon Racer XR whatever, but I can tell you that Jeff won't be watching whatever he wants. Your mom and I talked to his parents.
You talked to Mr. and Mrs. Marsden?
Yes.
But I asked you not to.
And we thought it'd be better if we did.
You made a big deal about the movie, didn't you?
It wasn't a big deal, but yes, we talked about it. They said it was a mistake for Jeff to have that movie.
I'll never go over there again.
Don't be silly. You're going over next Friday night.
Huh?
You're going to spend the evening with Jeff while we take his parents out to dinner. We want the chance to get to know them better.
But I don't want to go now.
Why not? Jeff is still your friend, isn't he?
Yeah.
Then you need to go.
Okay, if Jeff still wants me to be his friend.
I'm sure he does.
Okay, it's your move. There, got you on the run now.
Ha, double jump.
How did you do that? You can't do that. Kelly, tell him you can't do that.
Let me see.
See, he moved his piece right there and I double jumped him.
Sorry, Dan. He can do that.
Ha, now crown me. What does she know? She's only a babysitter. Martison's residence, this is Jeff.
Is Kelly there?
Oh, hold on. It's for you. I think it's your boyfriend.
I'll take it in the kitchen. And don't listen in.
Who'd want to?
Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Oh, hi, Rick.
Oh, hi, Rick. Brother, she'll be on the phone for an hour.
Is she a regular babysitter?
Yeah, she lives next door. I'm bored with playing checkers. Want to do something else?
Like what?
I don't know.
Let's watch something on TV.
Like what?
I don't know. How about a movie?
There's nothing on.
What about your videos?
We can't. My dad put them away and said I can't watch them without his permission.
Really?
Yeah. He said so after he talked to your parents.
Sorry. Where did he put them?
Right there in the closet.
Are there any good ones?
I still haven't seen Attack of the Mushroom People.
Get it out. Let's watch it.
Oh, what about Kelly? Don't worry about her. She likes those kind of movies.
Cool.
But what if our parents come home?
We'll hear them and turn it off real fast.
Got it. Are you sure about this? I thought your parents didn't want you to watch these kind of movies because you're a Christian or something.
We kind of had a talk about it, and I told them I was tired of never getting to watch what other kids get to watch.
You said that?
Uh-huh. So put the movie on.
10-4.
Oh, gross.
No way. Did you see that? I don't believe it.
Jeff!
Dad? Dad!
Turn that off, please.
Yeah, sure. I don't know what happened. Must have put the wrong tape in. I thought it was Snow White.
Don't lie to me. You know what happened.
Come on, up to your room. We're going to have a talk.
But I...
To your room, young man.
Okay, fine.
What are we going to do with you?
It was my fault, Mr. Marsden. It was my idea.
And we'll talk about it at home, Danny. Get your coat and go out to the car. Your mother's there.
Yes, sir.
Kelly?
Yes, sir?
Look, I don't appreciate this. We hire you to babysit Jeff, not talk on the phone all night.
I know. I'm sorry, Mr. Marsden. It won't happen again.
You better believe it won't.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm sorry about this, Ron. Danny's been acting strange all week. Oh. I probably shouldn't have brought him over here tonight.
Oh, it's okay. Funny, though, I didn't expect Danny to be the sneaky one.
Yeah, well, we'll sort that out when we get home. Mm. Thanks for a wonderful evening. We're glad to get to know you.
Yeah, well, let's do it again soon, okay?
Okay.
Meanwhile, I guess we'll see you in church on Sunday.
Yeah, great. See you Sunday.
And I think I'm going to have to erase a few videos here.
We're home now. Are you guys talking to me yet?
Do you want to go inside first?
Nah, let's just get it over with out here.
Where should I start? How about your attitude?
My attitude?
Yeah, and not just tonight, your attitude the whole week.
You've been arguing with us, challenging us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what you've done?
You watched a video.
No, you didn't just watch a video. You blatantly disobeyed us. That's number one. And you can be sure you'll be punished. But there's more to it than that.
There is?
Yes. We went to dinner tonight to talk to Jeff's parents about Jesus. They're having a lot of problems right now. Things we can't tell you about, but we persuaded them that a relationship with Jesus makes all the difference in the world.
You did?
Yes, we did.
Danny, after all the things we told them, what are they supposed to think when they get home to find that you, a boy who says he's a Christian, has disobeyed his parents, caused Jeff to disobey them, and put on a video we all agreed was bad to watch? What will they think of Christians? You know, what kind of influence does this have on Jeff? Did you ever think about that?
No. Oh, boy.
You see, we not only want to be different in how we live because it's a good idea, but because it's a witness to others about how Jesus changes our lives. It's a responsibility we take on when we call ourselves Christians. Now do you understand why it's so important?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Do you mean it?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Good. Now go upstairs and get ready for bed while we decide on your punishment.
Yes, sir.
And think about what we've discussed and what you want to say in your prayers tonight.
You mean you want me to say I'm sorry to God?
Yeah. And we want to make sure to pray for the Marsdens.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Mr. Allen.
Is everything all right? Your train looks like it needs some energy.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
You look tired.
Well, I didn't sleep very good last night.
Didn't you? Why not?
Oh, I had a bad dream about giant mushrooms eating Odyssey.
Ooh. What did you have for dinner? Pizza?
No.
Just a guess. So, how are things with your parents? Last time we talked, remember, you were bothered because they never let you do what the other kids do?
Oh, yeah. I'm not bugged about that anymore. I just did something stupid at Jeff's and kind of learned the hard way that my parents were right.
Well, at least you learned. Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hi, Mr. Allen.
It was nice to see you and your parents in church on Sunday, Jeff.
Yeah, I kind of liked it.
Good.
Hi, Danny. Hi. Were your parents very mad at you after the other night? Yeah, but it's okay. I'm sorry for getting you in trouble. That's all right. I'm on restriction for a while, and Dad got rid of all those scary videotapes.
He did?
Yeah, I think your parents turned my parents into Christians.
Wow.
People don't turn people into Christians, Jeff, but I know what you mean. And I can't think of anything better for them. Or you.
Yeah, it's already changed a lot of things.
Like how?
Mom and Dad haven't argued the whole weekend. And, well, it's kind of weird, but last night they cleaned off the family Bible and we all sat down together to read it. The whole family. We never did that before.
Really?
I'm glad to hear that.
I didn't know being a Christian did all that. It's weird.
Weird's one way to put it, I guess, but you can be sure of one thing, Jeff.
What?
Being a Christian makes all the difference in the world. You watch and see.
Peter 1:9 describes Christians as a chosen race, a royal people, a dedicated nation, a people claimed by God for His own, to proclaim the glorious deeds of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. As we follow Jesus and live the way He wants us to, there will be differences in our lives, choices we make that will set us apart from those who don't know Him. Just like Danny learned in today's program, I hope you know the importance of obeying your parents, even when you don't understand why they've asked you to do something. And remember, everything you do and say gives people an impression of the love you have for Jesus. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. All the Difference in the World was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.